This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. A controversial natural gas and diesel-fired power plant is being built in Peabody. It's known as a peaker plant. It's meant to kick into gear and generate electricity only during times of peak electricity demand. The plant is slated to be up and running next year, but it faces strong local opposition, and it goes against what international climate experts say needs to happen in order to limit global warming. WBUR environmental reporter Miriam Wasser joins us to explain. Miriam, tell us about the plant, who is behind it, and where it's supposed to go in Peabody.
The 55-megawatt plant in Peabody is slated to be built on a small plot of land near two existing natural gas peaker plants. The immediate area is fairly industrial, but it's pretty close to several neighborhoods, including environmental justice communities. And the group behind it is called MWIC, which stands for the Massachusetts Municipal Wholesale Electric Company. And this organization represents municipal utilities, which provide power for communities that don't get power from the bigger investor-owned companies like Eversource and National Grid. So in the case of this project, MWIC is representing about a dozen cities and towns that will pay for the plant and use its on-call power when it's turned on.
So do we have any idea how often the plant will actually run and what its effect on the climate is going to be?
That is hard to predict, but the utility group estimates that the plant will run about 239 hours a year. And at that rate, it would release about 7,000 tons of carbon a year. That's about the equivalent of adding 1,300 cars to the road in Massachusetts annually. We should also remember that burning fossil fuels releases other harmful pollutants into the air, but it is worth mentioning that this plant will be cleaner than the vast majority of peaker plants in New England.
So this utilities group is saying the plant is needed. What reasons is it giving?
Yeah, so I couldn't get anyone behind the project to talk to me for this story, but in documents and at a public meeting last summer, the CEO of MWIC, which is the wholesale electric company, gave several reasons. The first was financial. He said that it would be cheaper for ratepayers if they built the plant than if they bought the on-call energy they need from the free market. The second was about convenience. So since there are already two plants on the Peabody site, this new one can take advantage of infrastructure like gas pipelines that already exist. The utilities also say that they need the plant for reliability. And this is a little complicated, but in short, Northeast Massachusetts doesn't have a lot of transmission lines coming in. So if there was a big spike in power demand, having a peaker plant in the area could potentially help prevent brownouts.
And are there a lot of brownouts in northeastern Mass to begin with?
Not that I'm aware of. And so this isn't necessarily a huge concern right now, but MWIC says it could be in the future. And so they want to hedge against that. And finally, project supporters say it might actually be a net benefit to the environment to build this peaker plant. Here's MWIC CEO Ronald DiCurzio at a public meeting last year.
Being that this is going to be the latest and greatest technology, it will be, in all likelihood, displacing resources that emit higher carbon in the air.
And Lisa, I just want to note that project opponents push back on all four of these arguments.
And how about the opponents themselves? Who are they and what are their arguments against the plant?
Yeah, so it's a pretty broad coalition of North Shore residents, environmental groups, and politicians. And they're opposed for reasons having to do with environmental justice, public health, transparency, and of course, climate change. Susan Smoller is a Peabody resident and founder of the activist group Breathe Clean North Shore.
To me, the bottom line is it's crazy. It's insane to be investing in fossil fuel, brand new fossil fuel in 2022.
Smoller also says that one of the reasons we're seeing a lot of opposition now, you know, 6 or 7 years after the plant was first proposed, is that people didn't know about this project until recently. The Municipal Utilities Organization did what it was legally supposed to do to notify the state and the public about the plan, but a lot of people say that it wasn't enough. And the proposed plan is technically called Project 2015A. So even when the group talked about it at its meetings, people glancing at the agenda beforehand wouldn't know that they were talking about building a natural gas plant.
So how about opponents offering alternatives? Are there any?
There are basically two that have been suggested. The first is batteries. So environmentalists point to a study that found the utilities could meet their energy needs with big batteries. But the project backers say that they looked at batteries and concluded that the array that they would need wouldn't fit on the site, and that even if it did, it wouldn't be cost effective. Another study found that it would be cheaper to buy the power on the free market than to build the plant. But again, the utilities group say it would not be cost effective in the long run.
Where does the project stand now in terms of permits and approval?
It is fully permitted, so unless something radical happens to put it on pause, construction should begin soon and it should be up and running by next summer.
So do opponents have any options at all?
Yeah, they're pushing the State Energy and Environmental Affairs Secretary, Kathleen Theoharides, to tell MWIC that it needs to do a full environmental review of the project. And, you know, this project was actually exempt from this back in 2016 because of its size, because it's relatively small. And they're also asking Governor Charlie Baker to order what's called a comprehensive health impact study. So this would look at how the plant could affect air and water quality and what it might mean for public health.
Thank you for telling us the story, WBUR environmental reporter Miriam Wasser. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.